Changing Plains by Ursula K. Le Guin. Illustrated by Eric Beddoes. DB 58853. Copyright 2003 by Ursula K. Le Guin. Read by Celeste Lawson. This book contains 246 pages. Approximate reading time, 7 hours 45 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to the table of contents, author's note, and the stories. Library of Congress annotation. In 16 interrelated stories, Sita Dulip of Cincinnati, bored by sitting in airports, discovers she can journey to other planes of existence while waiting for her flight. She visits a realm where people rarely speak past childhood, and Christmas Island, where Christmas Eve lasts all year. Some Strong Language, 2003. From the book jacket. In this collection, Ursula K. Le Guin, winner of the National Book Award and the Penn Malamud Award, presents a world where there's a better way of changing planes. Missing a flight, waiting in an airport, listening to garbled announcements, who doesn't hate that misery? But Sita Dulip from Cincinnati finds a method of bypassing the crowds at the desks, the long lines at the toilets, the nasty lunch, the whimpering children and punitive parents, the bookless bookstores, and the blue plastic chairs bolted to the floor. A mere kind of twist and a slipping bend, easier to do than to describe, takes her not to Denver, but to Strupsirts, a picturesque region of waterspouts and volcanoes. Or to Jeyo, where she can stay for 2 nights in a small hotel with a balcony overlooking the amber sea of Samyu. This new discovery, changing planes, enables Sita to visit bizarre societies and cultures that sometimes mirror our own and sometimes open doors into the alien. Illustrated by Eric Beddoes, Le Guin's account of her travels is by turns funny, disturbing, and thought-provoking. About the author. Ursula K. Le Guin lives in Portland, Oregon. Winner of the National Book Award, the Harold D. Vercel Memorial Award from the American Academy of Arts and Letters, and the Penn Malamud Award, she is a novelist, poet, and essayist, and she has written more than 100 short stories. About the illustrator. Eric Beddoes has won the Amelia Francis Howard Gibbon Award and the Governor General's Literary Award, among others. Contents. Author's note. Page Roman numeral 7. Sita Dulip's method. Page 1. Porridge on Islak. Page 7. The Silence of the Esanu. Page 19. Feeling at Home with the Hennebet. Page 30. The Ire of the Vexi. Page 41. Seasons of the Ansarach, page 52. Social Dreaming of the Frin, page 76. The Royals of Hegan, page 89. Woeful Tales from Ahigul, page 106. Great Joy, page 133. Wake Island, page 151. The Na-Moy Language, page 166. The Building, page 181. The Flyers of Jai, page 195. The Island of the Immortals, page 214. Confusions of Unyi, page 230. Author's note. This book was written when the miseries of air travel seemed to be entirely the doing of the corporations that ran the airports and the airlines, without any help from bigots with beards in caves. Spoofing the whole thing was easy. They were mere discomforts, after all. things have changed, but the principle on which Sitta Dulip's method is founded remains valid. Error, fear, and suffering are the mothers of invention. The constrained body knows and values the freedom of the mind. Changing planes.